The first reading is a reading from the beginning of the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Paul, a slave of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle and set apart from the gospel of God, which he promised previously through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, the gospel about his Son, descended from David according to the flesh, but established as Son of God in power according to the Spirit of holiness, through the resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord. Through him we have received the grace of apostleship, to bring about the obedience of faith, for the sake of his name among all the Gentiles, among whom you are also, who are being called to belong to Jesus Christ, and to all the beloved of God in Rome, called to be holy. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. The word of the Lord. The Lord has made known his salvation. The Lord has made known his salvation. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done wondrous deeds. His right hand has won victory for him, his holy arm. The Lord has made known his salvation. The Lord has made his salvation known in the sight of the nations. He has revealed his justice. He has remembered his kindness and his faithfulness toward the house of Israel. The Lord has made known his salvation. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation by our God. Sing joyfully to the Lord, all you lands. Break into song, sing praise. The Lord has made known his salvation. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. While still more people gathered in the crowd, Jesus said to them, "This generation is an evil generation. It seeks a sign, but no sign will be given it except the sign of Jonah. Just as Jonah became the sign to the Ninevites, so will the Son of Man be to this generation. At the judgment, the Queen of the South will rise with the men of this generation, and she will condemn them, because she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And there's something greater than Solomon here. At the judgment, the men of Nineveh will rise with this generation and condemn it, because at the preaching of Jonah they repented. And there is something greater than Jonah here." The Gospel of the Lord. And so we begin the book of Romans, and I always love the way the book of Romans begins. Paul introduces himself by who he is, Paul, a slave of Christ Jesus. And again, we're all called to be slaves of Christ Jesus. I don't think we get it. I really think that some often in our own prayer, we want to make God our slave. Here, God, this is what I want you to do for me today. Please do it. If you don't do it, I'm going to be mad, and I'm not going to go to church, and I'm not going to pray because you didn't give me what I wanted. And again, the reality is that's not even part, well, it is part of prayer, but we're called to be slaves of God, meaning that again, today, instead of just saying, "This is what I want of you, do it for me today," it's, "Lord, I've come here to find out what you want of me so that I can do your will. Since I am your slave, I exist today to serve you and to do whatever you want me to do." So again, as we begin this day, we have our prayers, of course we do. We also have to open our heart and our ears that God can tell us what he wants. And so at the end of the day, we can hear from him, "Well done, good and faithful servant." May you know his love today and forever. Amen.